Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 25th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Reuters reports that in an effort to maintain research relationships with U.S. universities, Huawei's U.S.-based research arm Futureway has made moves to distance itself from its corporate parent, according to sources. Futureway reportedly banned Huawei employees from its offices, moved to a different IT infrastructure system, and stopped using the Huawei name and logo on communications. Previously, Futureway didn't have its own separate branding or website, and employees identified as Huawei employees. Futureway remains owned by Huawei, but being a U.S.-based company, is not named on the U.S. Commerce Department's entity list and barred from trade. Huawei and Futureway have research partnerships with UC Berkeley, Stanford, Princeton, Columbia, MIT, the University of Michigan, and the University of Texas at Austin. The first public beta of macOS 10.15 Catalina is out now, ahead of its expected July date. Catalina includes apps for music, podcasts, and TV to replace iTunes, as well as the Find My app and Sidecar for using iPad as a monitor. The public betas of iOS 13 and iPadOS 13 were also released early. Meizu announced its 6.2-inch OLED Meizu 16S flagship phone with an in-display optical fingerprint scanner, a 20-megapixel selfie camera in the top bezel, no notch notably, and a 48-megapixel Sony sensor on the back. It's 7.6 millimeters thick and weighs 165 grams. It runs Meizu's Flame OS built on top of Android on a Snapdragon 855 processor. It has a 3600 mAh battery and up to 8 gigabytes of RAM. It sells for around $500. Amazon unveiled its online beauty supply store for licensed professional stylists, barbers, and estheticians. It sells supplies typically used in salons and spas from brands like Wella Color Charm and Rusk to OPI Professional. Buyers need a state-issued cosmetology, barber, or esthetician's license to purchase products. The messaging app Telegram added new ways to add contacts in its app. Users can now add someone who has messaged them to their contacts without having to know their phone number. Users can also add nearby users from the contact screen, provided the other user in proximity also has the same screen open. The app also now supports location-based group chats, allowing users to create or join local groups that anyone in the area can join. U.S. House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters announced the committee will hold a hearing on Facebook's Project Libra on July 17th. The U.S. Senate Banking Committee previously announced a scheduled hearing on the cryptocurrency on July 16th. Libra's co-creator David Marcus is expected to testify at both hearings. Axios reports that LinkedIn will announce changes to its feed algorithm made over the last 12 months that surface professional content rather than viral, according to sources. The move was made to increase engagement after LinkedIn found that most interaction was made on posts from 1% of users. The algorithm will now evaluate content that's more likely to generate comments and reactions based on shared niche interests or proximity of network connection. The algorithm will also prioritize posts using mentions or hashtags to draw people in. The intent overall is to create deeper engagement to better appeal to advertisers. Canonical announced that Ubuntu 19.10 and 20.04 LTS will have select 32-bit i386 library packages in the distribution after previously announcing plans to end 32-bit library support entirely. The move comes after Valve announced that Steam would not be officially supported on Ubuntu 19.10, as many games still use those libraries. The developers of Wine, which allows Windows apps to run on Linux, also expressed concern about the loss of the libraries. Canonical stated, going forward, it will work with Wine, Ubuntu Studio, and gaming communities to use containers to mitigate the loss of those libraries in Ubuntu versions after 20.04 LTS. And finally, Alphabet subsidiary Sidewalk Labs published its master innovation and development plan for a proposed set of smart neighborhoods in Toronto's eastern waterfront. The first neighborhood to develop would be Quayside, with plans to house 4,200 residents, followed by a 1.5 million square foot innovation campus in the Villiers West neighborhood, which would house a Google HQ and a research center for urban innovation. The plan would build loft spaces for residents with flexible wall panels for easier renovations and to reduce vacancies. The plan also calls for 20% affordable housing and 20% middle-income housing units. The Quayside development would use the thermal grid that uses the Earth's natural temperature to heat and cool homes, have solar energy with advanced software scheduling to provide better efficiency, and an underground tube system for waste. The development would have three large public spaces and a modular pavement system to allow for simple repurposing of the spaces. The proposal will need to be voted on by the Waterfront Toronto and Toronto City Council in late 2019 and early 2020, respectively. If approved, construction on the Quayside development could begin in 2021. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.